With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Region of Queens Council were on the road at the Fire Hall in Port Medway for their latest meeting. Council gave the go-ahead on a plan to build a Lost at Sea memorial in Fort Point Park. Councillors offered broad support for the project but took note of staff recommendations to avoid underground infrastructure on the site and to place the monument without disturbing existing trees. A motion was passed to spend up to $12,000 for leadership training to provide better coordination between the five fire departments and the municipality. The training comes at the request of the five department chiefs, and the money will be spent on a facilitator to provide the training. A request has also been extended from the Emergencies Measures Officer to neighboring municipalities to enter into a mutual aid agreement in the event of severe storms or other large-scale emergencies. Queens currently has an agreement in place with Shelburne and would like to include the municipalities in Lunenburg County as well. The second quarter budget update shows deed transfers are already above budgeted expectations. It appears land sales, particularly in the Malaga Lake area, are driving the increase. The municipality is spending more for waste collection as fuel surcharges are averaging $8,000 to $10,000 more per month due to the high price of the pumps. Mayor Darlene Norman added an item to the agenda requesting council permission to send a letter to the province voicing opposition to any expansion of fish farms in Queens. Norman is concerned untreated fecal matter from farms will pollute the shallow bays in which they are located, damaging the environment and negatively impacting other industries, most notably the lobster fishery.
I would sincerely hope that the provincial government recognizes and somehow finds a way to simply state this province is not a suitable place in our coastal bays to be growing salmon.
Finally, council approved a motion that came from in-camera to sell four small parcels of land to the Queen's Care Society around the Lawrence and Brunswick Street area of Liverpool. The aim is to use the land to provide affordable co-op housing. The plan will come to a public hearing at the council meeting on November 22nd. Council will hold their next meeting back in council chambers at 9 a.m. November 8th. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.